I'm Farai Chidea here with Catherine Lanfer. We are sitting in for John Hockenberry. And the funniest city in the world this weekend is going to be Montreal, Canada. That is where the annual Just for Laughs Festival is held. This is the 27th year. This year's festival started just yesterday. It runs through Sunday. And as usual, a swarm of comedians from around the world are going to descend on the city for shows, hundreds of shows. Joining us, we've got Steve Heisler, contributor to The Onion's AV Club, and Andy Kindler. Andy's a writer and comedian and a veteran of the festival. They are both in Montreal. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to you.
So, Steve, let me start with you. This is a big deal in the comedy world. Can you just explain a little bit of, you know, what it's like?
Well, there's a wide variety of shows. There's these really big shows that happen. There's smaller shows, more intimate shows. The Just for Laughs people go out and they scout these comedians that a lot of people don't know. So if you're one of those young comedians, this is the place to go to be discovered by the industry, to get that kind of exposure. And also just to, like, celebrate stand-up comedy, to celebrate sketch and improv as well.
Okay, so you've got some big names coming in, like Bill Cosby, Judd Apatow. This festival is also a place where lots of young comedians come to play for, you know, these huge audiences. So if you had your choice, Steve, would you go to a Bill Cosby show or, like, a more underground show?
Well, I see a lot of comedy, so to me, something that's new and exciting is what's going to draw me. So, I mean, at least I know in Just for Laughs, they have people whose job it is full-time to go out and discover these people that haven't really had a lot of industry exposure. So I want to see the fruits of that labor, essentially.
All right, Andy, you know, you're a veteran of the festival. You have this very specific prominent role at Just for Laughs, which is to deliver an annual State of the Industry speech. What the heck is that?
Well, I like to call it, it's Judgment Day, is what I like to call it. What I do is every year I come to Montreal, and before I get here, I try to build up some momentum in my career. And then I come here and say horrible things about all the people who could potentially employ me at some future point, who will not employ me because I say negative things about them.
Well, you know, there are some people who we have identified as being in your rifle sights. Here's one of them.
Millions of citizens in India are preparing for tomorrow's rare solar eclipse. Many people believe that it means that demons will appear and swallow the sun. That's all anyone in India are talking about, so making tomorrow the worst possible day to need tech support. That's just going to be terrible. If you've got problems with your printer, you better wait till Friday. I mean, it's just not worth it.
All right, that's Jimmy Fallon, who has inherited an incredibly sweet spot on TV. What do you think about him?
Well, the thing is that I love the first night that he did his show where he kind of basically said, "Hi, it's Jimmy Fallon. It's my new show. What else is in the news?" I don't really – like, I didn't even recognize that was his voice when you put him on there. I mean, I think he is extremely handsome, and nobody can argue against the fact
– he's got good hair.
He is a very – he's – yeah, he has good TVQ. He looks great in a suit. But I don't understand whatever screamed out in Jimmy Fallon's career talk show host. And also Jimmy looks like he's sometimes drowning a little bit. But, I mean, I would, too, if I was first hosting the show. But I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. Couple more people. I understand that you have been looking at Jay Leno and Ryan Seacrest.
Jay Leno. I'm wondering, can Jay Leno be as – will he be able to be as edgy at 10 p.m. as he was at 11:35? I mean, will he have to – will he still be able to keep that jazzy late-night feel that he has? I hope he won't have to dumb down his act even further. And, you know, he was touring the country. He was giving free comedy stimulus shows a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't people suffered enough? How is that going to help? Jay Leno's coming to town. Does he have any money for my rent?
Ryan Seacrest just got a $45 million deal. How's his hair? Is it his hair that's really making
him
that money?
Well, where is the outrage over that? Forget the CEOs of these large companies and AIG and the auto companies. Is anyone looking into the fact that Ryan Seacrest is making $45 million?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to you, Steve. How dangerous is it to skewer people in your business? Do they retaliate?
Well, I mean, it's the comedy business. You would hope that they would have a sense of humor about it.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Everyone's very thin-skinned. Not me, though. You can say anything you want about me.
So when you go out and give this State of the Industry address, what do people say to you afterwards, Andy Kindler, or do they just avoid you?
No, people seem to like it because they seem – well, the people who are there. I've never been – I've never made fun of someone for a long – like Leno doesn't come to the speech. Oh, I haven't seen him there. Maybe he comes in disguise. But people who are there – everyone who's there are all industry people and comedians, and so they kind of their feeling is for that hour they can listen to me and enjoy it and then go back to ruining everything afterwards.
All right. Well, then that brings me to my final question for each of you. I'm going to go to Steve first. Define funny for me in one sentence.
Unexpected.
One word. Wow, that's great.
That's my sentence.
Yeah, I love it. Andy Kindler?
Paul Blart. Mall cop. You didn't see that, did you?
I didn't see
Paul
it.
Blart.
I guess
it's
I was spared.
It's Kevin James as a mall cop, and he's in the mall, and at one point he holds on to someone's motorized wheelchair, and they drag him across the floor, and many people would define that as comedy, and to me, that's depressing.
My question for Andy is, you saw this movie?
No. That's the other thing. Most of the things I criticize, I don't see because I don't want that to affect my opinion.
Andy, for real. All right. That's Andy Kindler, a comedian. He's going to be delivering the State of the Industry speech at the festival. Also, Steve Heisler, contributor to the Onion's AV Club. Crazy, guys. Thank you. And
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.